Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Yud Gimel. We left off on daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We are holding by Rav Mari Bar Rachel, four lines from the bottom of the page. Rav Mari Bar Rachel imlech le basar shchuta bahadi basar treifa. Rav Mari Bar Rachel had done melicha with basar shchuta and basar treifa together. So one of the pieces of meat was treif anyway, but then they were the melicha and both pieces of meat were done together. So asal kamei de Rava, so he came to Rava to ask a shaila what the status was of the kosher meat, because even though there was a melicha done, maybe it became aser from the treif piece of meat. So Amalei, Rava responded to him that hatameim lesser tziron v'rot van v'kipa shalahen, that hatameim teaches us that all parts of a treif meat are aser, including the tzir, the rotav, the kipa, the sediment, the juices, all the different parts of the meat, and therefore when you do the melicha with the two of them together, the juices come out of the treif piece of meat and they enter in the kasher piece of meat, and therefore it's going to be aser. So this machlokas we showed him what exactly Rav Mari Bar Rachel's shaila was, what exactly his suffix was. Rashi understands that his suffix was that should we say that just like when you have two chatichos that are nimluchu, that are salted, zu al gavzu, one on top of the other, that we're not choshesh, that maybe the palata elyon ubala hatachton, that the blood came out from the top piece of meat and was absorbed into the bottom piece of meat, because we assume that kol zman, that a piece of meat is exuding blood, is being polate blood, it's not going to be able to be balaya at that time. So maybe hu adin, when it comes to tzir, we should say the same svara, and therefore the basar treifa is not going to aser the basar shchuta, because the basar shchuta is so busy being polate, the tzir, that it doesn't have any time to be mavliya. Or maybe that's dafka adin in dam, but it's not adin in tzir. In tzir, you wouldn't say that kol sha'a, that it's still being taru to be polate, that it's not going to be balea. Maybe by tzir, even when it's being polate dam, it will still be balea, the tzir of the other meat. That's a Rashi instance of suffix. The Rashi just points out, if that's the suffix, then the answer that Rava gave is a little bit difficult to understand, because Rava says that by treif of meat, the tzir and the rotav are aser also. Yeah, Rav Mari knew that the tzir of a treifa is aser. That wasn't his suffix. His suffix is the kosher meat balea, the tzir that came out of the treifa meat, or is it too busy being polate that it doesn't have a chance to be balea? And Rava didn't respond to that at all. So the Rashba says that no, Rav Mari must have had a different suffix. His suffix is whether melech is polate tzir or not, a salt of the ability to cause the tzir to come out, or does it not have the ability to cause the tzir to come out? So Rava responds, the fact that hatameim teaches us, that the word hatameim in the Torah teaches us to aser the tzir, you have to say that it's dafka al yedei melicha, because al yedei bishul, it wouldn't be called tzir, it would be called rotav. So you see that melech is maflit tzir as well. And that's why that was Rav Mari suffix, and that's how Rava directly responded to the suffix. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, v'lei melei, but why didn't Rava just respond anyway, midishmu, by teaching him what Shmuel said, Damar Shmuel Meliach Harei Kraseach V'Kavish Harei Kumvushel, and therefore since Meliach Harei Kraseach, it's as if you took a treifa piece of meat and a kosher piece of meat and you cooked them together. So obviously it's going to be aser mitam that mitam went through melicha together. It's as if it was cooked together. So answers Gemara, no, imi de Shmuel, had we only had Shmuel, hava mina hani mili daman aval tziron verotvan lo. Had we only had Shmuel, I would have thought that that's only about the dam, as Rashi says, kolomer hanimili gabei dam kugam beklisha inu menukav the buster the pala tadar bala, that the dam that's going to be sitting in a kli that's not perforated, that doesn't have any holes at the bottom for the blood to drain out, that's where it's going to be a problem, and it's going to be considered that the blood is cooking in the two pieces of meat together. But just in terms of the tzir, aval tzirun, says Rashi, zeyahu velo mitzar, I would have thought the tzir is not the isra at all. Meliach harei kroseach is dafka din in dam, that when you salt something and it causes the blood to come out from one, it's considered as if it's hot enough that it will enter into the other. But the tzir is not going to transfer from one to the other. So that's what we would have thought, and that's why he told them dafka the din of hatmeim lesor tzirun v'rotvan v'kipa shalahen. So kamash malan, that's what he came to teach him. Fight mace face of Frekli Gemara. Wait a second. Dog tahar shemalchum. Dog tame mutter. If you take a kosher fish and a non-kosher fish and you salt them together, they're mutter. My love, shiu shnei meluchin. This isn't the case that we're talking about where they're both salted. And don't you see from there that sir is also not is not mivla kolzman, that it's osik and plate. I mean, kolzman that it's expressing and exuding juices. It's not going to be balea the juices. So you see that sir is mutter. So says Gemara, lo, don't show you tar maliach the tame tafel. No, the case that we're talking about is where the tar fish, the kosher fish, was salted, and the tame fish was not salted. As Rashi says, tafel mibli melach. It's not salted. The hashta lo palit tame midi. That's why the tame is not being palit anything. Avol shnei maluchim. The tame nami palit aser, but maybe enochinami. If they were both maluach, where the tame one is also exuding juices, that would also be aser. V'kolshkein tamei meliach v'tar tafel. And obviously, if the tamei was the one that was salted and therefore exuding the juices in the tamei, and the if the tamei was the one that was salted and exuding juices and the tara was the tafel, obviously that would be aser. So says Gemara, so maybe that's the case. Shayitar meliach v'tamei tafel. So frankly, Gemara, but could that be the case? V'amidiktani seifa, from the fact that it says in the seifa, they change it on the side, the gear sutta, hayatar maliach v'tamei tafel mutter, that if it was the Torah was the maliach and the tamei was tafel, that it's mutter, michal de resha b'shashnei meluchin askinan, that implies that the case of the resha is where they're both maluach, not where it's tahar maliach and tamei tafel, but where they're both maluach. So answers the Gemara, no, prushika mefarish. The Sefer is not giving you a different case. It's explaining the first case, the case of the resha. Tar shemolchum dug tamei mutter. We said that if you have a kosher fish that was nimlach together with a non-kosher fish, it's mutter. Ketzad, what does that mean? What's such an example? Shayitar maliach v'tamei tafel. That's dafka talking about a case where the kosher fish was salted and the non-kosher fish was not salted. So achinam mistavrin, you got to say that way. Di salkadaitach resha shnei meluchim, because if the case of the resha is where they're both salted, hashta shnei meluchim sharif, when they're both salted, it's mutter. Tar maliach v'tamei tafel mibayi. Do you need to tell me that in a case where the non-kosher fish is not salted, that it's mutter, even when the non-kosher fish is salted and therefore there's more juices coming out of it, it's going to be mutter so long as the kosher fish is also salted? So kal v'chomer in a case where the shnei maluach, it's going to be kosher, it's going to be mutter. So you wouldn't need to teach it to me. So it must be that it's just that the seifa is just teaching me what the case of the resha is. It's not adding a new case. Says the Gemara, not the best raya. If that's the best raya you got, that's not the best raya that it's just explaining. Because imishum ha lo iria, one could have explained the seifa, the necessity of the seifa as follows: Tana seifa legluye resha. Maybe the seifa is coming to teach me, to show me what the case of the resha is talking about. Meaning, maybe had I only had the resha, I would not have known which case the resha is talking about. Comes along a seifa and is megala to me that the resha must have been talking about a different case. That the lo tema, one should not think to say resha tar maliach v'tamei tafel avol shnei meluchin aser. One shouldn't read the resha and say, oh, you know why in the resha it's okay? It's because only the kosher one was salted, the non-kosher one was not salted. But had they both been salted, it would have been aser. So tana seifa tar maliach v'tamei tafel. That's why the seifa comes to dafka teach me a case where the tahor one was salted and the tamei one was unsalted. Which therefore teaches me that the resha is talking about where they're both salted and nevertheless they're kosher when they're both salted. So maybe that's what the resha is coming to teach me. So therefore it's not a raya necessarily that the seifa is coming to be lefrushe resha. Maybe it's coming legluyeya resha, not to be mefarish what the resha is talking about, but to be megala that the resha must be talking about a different case. Tashimami seifa de seifa. So says Gemara, yeah, but we'll bring a raya from the seifa de seifa, from the next case. Avalim hayatame maliach v'tar tafel. Aser. If the tamei one was salted, the tar one was not salted, it's aser. Tamei meliach v'tar tafel uda aser shnei meluchin shari, which clearly implies that when do you hit the point of iser? Only when the only one that's maluach is the non-kosher one, because that's exuding juices as a result of the malicha, And the kosher one is unsalted, which, since it's not busy being polite, it has the ability to be boleya. It's only in that case that we're going to say that it's aser. But had they both been salted, where even the tara one is so busy exuding its juices that it doesn't have the opportunity, where one could argue at least that since the tara one is so busy exuding its juices, it doesn't have the opportunity to be boleya, that in that case you would assume it's mutter. Hashem meluchin shari. So says Gmerno, I did the tana reisha tara meliach v'tamei tafel tana nami sefer tana meliach v'tara tafel. No, it's not a raya either, because one could have argued that the reason the Sefer de Sefer comes up with the case of the Tamei Meliach and Tara Tafel is not to be medayik from it. Had they both been Meliach, that it would be okay. No, it gives a case of Tamei Meliach and Tara Tafel, because the Reisha gave a case of the opposite of Tamei Tafel and Tara Meliach. So we're speaking in similar terms, but not that you should be medayik one way or the other. Fine, that's the end of that discussion. Now we're going to discuss the process of Malicha. That Shmuel is going to make three statements about the process of how we do Malicha. All three statements between here and the Mishnah. So statement number one of Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Eina basa yotzi mitei damo elim kein molcho yafi yafe. You have to salt it very well in order to get the dam out. And umadicho yafe yafe. You also need to rinse it very well. Meaning Malicha is not good enough. Hadacha is also very important. Itmar, Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna said the way you do it is as follows. Maleach umadiach. First you salt, then you rinse. B'masnisa tana, madiach umaleach umadiach. And masnisa tana that no, you can't just rinse once after salting. You rinse before salting, you salt, and then you rinse again after salting. V'lo pligi, and it's not even a machlokas. Rav Huna would agree that you need two rinses. Depends if they rinsed it by the butcher before you got it. If they rinsed it by the butcher before you got it, then all you need to do, that's what Rav Huna is talking about, when you buy meat from the butcher, since he rinsed it already, so you do a salting and then an additional rinse. But if you are the butcher, or it didn't get rinsed by the butcher, so good, then you need to do a rinse, a salting, and a rinse. We do this. Rav Dimin, the question is how to do it, so we'll see it in a second. Rav Dimin Arda, Malach Le B'milcha Galal Nisa U'menapitzle. Rav Dimin Arda would salt it with a thick type of salt, and then he would shake it off. He would shake off the salt. That the hadach was not enough, he'd have to put it through some sort of shake. We actually have this chumra built in to the systems of the salting. At least I know when I saw chickens being shechted, the machinery that goes around after they put salt in it, they dafka it drops it at a certain height, so that will cause a good shake to get the salt out before it goes through the last rinse. Avram Rasharshia in machzikin dam bivnei me'ayim. Rasharshia says you don't have to assume that there's dam in the internal organs, and therefore, even without Malicha, it would be okay. And those internal organs that he's referring to are Tirgama, Akarkasha, Umeaya, Vahadra Dachanta. The rectum, the different stomachs of the animal, the large intestines of the animal, that's where we're not machzik dam. It's not becheskas dam to say that it's asurim lo nimlach. Even if it's lo nimlach, it would still be mutter. Now, it's clear in the Gemara that before the Malicha, you need hadacha prior to Malicha. That was at the end of the Gemara. Even Rav Huna agreed to that. You need a hadacha rishona. Question is, why do you need a hadacha rishona? What's the purpose of the hadacha rishona? I mean, the hadacha shniya seems to make a lot of sense. That once the salt drew out all of the blood, so you want to rinse off all that blood. It's all drawn out. What about the hadacha rishona? What does the hadacha rishona accomplish, the original rinsing? So there are six shitos in Rishonim. As to understanding the hadacha rishona, in the psicha to Hilchus Malicha, the Prima Gadim quotes all six shitos, and he lines them up, and he tries to not only quote all six shitos, but tries to prove that there are in fact six, because some of the Achronim understand that some of these shitos are really saying the same thing. But the Prima Gadim understands as follows. First of all, he has the shita of the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah writes in Bedek HaBayis, Bayis Shlishi, Shar Shlishi, quoted by the Ran as well, that it's because of dam that's be'en on the surface of the basar. There might be blood on the surface of the basar, and the salt, when you salt it, it's only able to be maflit dam that's belua in moist basar, but not dam that's dried up on the basar. So if you're not madiach it first, if you're not madiach, if you don't rinse the basar, you have to be choshesh that maybe after the basar is polluted, it's dam, and the tzir that's below on the basar, there's going to be still dam that's on the surface that's going to be Viter balua in the basar. It's going to become nivla again in the basar. So for that dam that's be'en on the basar, that's how the Taz understands the sheet of the Ra'a. For that dam that's be'en on the basar, you need to do the hadach rishona. Second sheet is the Ran, that it's in order to soften up the meat so that the dam that's nisiyavish al basar will come out al yidei melicha. That if the meat is soft enough, then it will be the melicha will work a lot better. Because if the dam is going to be congealed on the surface of the meat, then the melech is not going to be able to be motzi that dam, so you want to soften up the meat so the melech can even be motzi that dam as well. Third shita he has is the shita of the Mordechai, that if you're not madiach the basar first, you just do the melicha right away, the melech will become so saturated with dam, it's not going to be able to take out the dam that's balua in the basar, because it will be so immediately saturated with the dam that it comes into contact with immediately. So you wash off some of the surface dam, which will then allow the melech to penetrate to the inside of the meat and draw out that dam. Then the Mordechai quotes a Yesh Omrim, that it's in order to be in order to soften the chaticha itself, that the dam that's balua in it will come out. Now, what does that mean? So the Shach understands in Siman Samach Tes that this Yesh Omrim the Mordechai is the same as the Ran, that it's l'rachech habasar, it's to soften up the meat. It's the same thing. However, the Prima Gadim tries to show that it's not the same, because he says from the Ran it's mashma, that the reason you do the first Hadacha is only to be merachech the basar because of the dam that's dried on the surface of the basar. Not to be merachech the basar so that the dam that's balua in the chaticha will come out. From this Yesh Omrim the Mordechai, it sounds like the Hadach Rishona is to soften up the basar to be maflit the dam that's balua in the chaticha, not just surface dam. And there's a big nafkamina between them. According to the Ran, you don't need to soak it in water in the first hadacha. You only need to rinse it. You only need to wash it off from the outside. As opposed to, according to the Yesh Omrim of the Mordechai, you would need to soak it in water for a half hour in order that not just to rinse off what's on the outside, but to really get into it, to have the soaking affect the inside of the basar. So the Prima Gadim is convinced that this is a different shita than the shita of the Ran. The fifth shita is that goes by Monios, in the name of the smak, that because of the dam that's on the surface of the basar, as a result of the docha kakofitz, when they take the meat cleaver to chop the meat, that's going to cause dam to be embedded on the surface of the basar, and that's considered dam be'en. And the basar is going to be balea during the malich, and the basar may be balea from that dam, because the dam be'en, we don't say is such a svara that since it's tarad liflot, it's no balea. The dam that's inside, we say, well, if the meat is tarad liflot, well, it's busy expelling dam, it's not going to be balea anything. But you're not going to say that about dam be'en that's on the outside of the meat. And therefore, it might be nivla during the malicha process, so that's why we have to rinse it in advance. And the sixth shita is the shita of the rush, that's kol zman that you were not madiach the basar originally, that you didn't rinse the basar, the melech doesn't have the ability to be polite as quickly or as far away or as much, and therefore some of the dam is going to be porish from the basar and then go right back into the basar. The melech will dry out everything. The question is, how strongly will it dry it out? That it will, only if you do hadacha in advance will the melech draw everything out in such a strong way that it's not going to go right back in. But if you don't do hadacha in advance, it's not that the salt is going to be so saturated it won't draw anything out. That was the shita of the Mordechai. No, it's going to draw everything out, but then some of it is going to go right back in. My nafkamina between all these reasons. So the Prima Gadim, he writes this whole essay. In the Psicha Tilchus Melicha, he explains very clearly that according to the sheet of the Ran and the Yesh Omrim of the Mordechai, if you merachich the basar and then you cut it, then you butcher it, then you don't need to do a second adacha, because the whole purpose of the first adacha is to be merachich the basar, and the basar is nisrachich, the basar is softened. As opposed to according to the Mordechai, that the reason for the first adacha is because the melech is full of dam and it doesn't have the ability to be pulled, the dam that's below in the chat. haticha. So if after the first hadacha you cut it up into multiple pieces, you may need to do a second hadacha on those on that second haticha, in the second area that was just cut. Similarly, according to the Ran and the Yesh Omrim, the reason that the hadacha is because of richa basar, so it would need to soak for a half hour, as opposed to according to the Mordechai, it's no didn't soaking it. You would just need to rub it to rinse it from the outside, but there wouldn't be any din in soaking. The Mechaber paskins the halacha in Siman Samach Tes Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says you have to be madiach basar before the melicha, and if after you're madiach you cut it up into two or three pieces, you have to do the hadacha again. Meaning he paskins l'chumra. Sounds like he paskins like the Mordechai, that the hadacha rishona is in order that the melech shouldn't be saturated with dam, and we should still have the ability to be polite. So that's why the Mechaber never mentions that you need to soak it for a half hour. The Mechaber doesn't mention that requirement. We do that. We happen to do that. But the Mechaber doesn't mention such a requirement to soak it for a half hour. There is a machlokas rishonim. If you already did melicha, I'm sorry, if you were over and you did melicha without doing the hadacha rishona, can you then do another hadacha and melicha and hadacha again? Or is doing a melicha without the hadacha rishona, does that ruin all future possibilities? So this is machlokas rishona. My ghost, Maimonios, in the name of the smack, writes that this basar has no takana anymore, that even if you do another hadach, it's too late. And the reason is because since it didn't have a proper malicha originally, so the mixas dam that came out is going to be nivla in the basar again, and the second salting is not going to be able to be maflit that since it was already pirish, meaning there's a clear distinction with basar that with dam that is natural from the basar, and dam that has been absorbed into the basar. Melech can get out all the natural dam. It can't get out dam that has been absorbed into the basar. So that's the shita of Dagos Maimonios in the name of the smak. The Rush, however, disagrees. The Rush in Simon Memvav writes that that based on what the Sefer HaTshuva says, the basar that's salted, that you put on basar that's not salted, that there's yesh lo takana by just doing a malicha, even though it absorbed dam from outside of itself. So you see that even though something absorbs dam from outside of itself, a malicha would still work. So in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Samach Tes Sif Beis, the Mechaber paskins that if you forgot to do the hadacha rishona, so you could still do it. You could still do another hadacha. But then he quotes a yesh osrin, and the Rama says that our minig is to assume like the yesh osrin. But he says b'makom hefsin meruba, maybe you can rely on the other sheet of makom hefsin meruba. Fine, that's all in terms of the hadacha rishona. Vayitu in the Gemara, first wide line. Before that, the fifth to last skinny line, the second statement of Shmuel, Amr Shmuel, Ein manichin basar maliach ella al gabe kli menukav. If you have salted meat, you have to put it on a perforated kli that the blood should be able to drain out. Rav Sheshas malach le garma a tray, my time, lo mishum de parish mehai ubala hai. So Rav Sheshas would take two pieces of meat and have them nimlach together, and it must be that he was separately, because he was worried that it's going to go, the blood is going to come out of one of them and go into the other one. So frak the Gemara chad nami parish mehai gisa upala mehai gisa. So therefore you should worry about a single piece of meat also, that the dam is going to go out from one side of the meat and go into another piece of meat. So eloloshna. So it must be that there's no distinction that it's mutter, and even with two pieces of meat it's mutter, and we assume that they're not balea from each other, that they're too busy being polite to be balea. Third statement of Shmuel. Amr Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Chia, Hashover Mafrakta Shel Behema Kodem Shetetze Nafsha. If a person breaks the neck of an animal before the animal dies, Al Yidei the Shchita Hareza Machbid Asabas, so he's going to cause the meat to be heavier, as Rashi explains, because normally when you shech the animal, the blood comes shooting out. So if you kill the animal in some other way during the shechita, the animal is not going to have the koach to shoot the blood out, so all that blood's going to remain inside of the meat of the animal, so the meat is going to be so much heavier. So when they sell meat by the pound, people are actually going to be getting a lot less meat than they're buying. So reza machmer as a basar, therefore v'gozel sabrios. It's you're stealing from people who are going to buy that meat because the meat's going to be so much heavier. Umavliya dam be'evarim, and it causes the dam to be stuck into the in the evarim. So says Gemari Bailu. Is this a choshen mishpat shayla or is this a yoredeya shayla? That's what the Gemara wants to know. Is this a problem that because you're going to sell this meat by killing the animal in this way, you're going to sell this meat and you're going to be cheating your customers, that's why it's a problem? Because the dam is mavliya babasa, that's why it's going to be that's why it's machbid, and that's why you're being gozel, and that's the whole problem. But if you want to keep it for yourself, so gazun to hate, you like to have the heavier meat, and you'll just rely on malicha, and that'll be good enough. So gazun to hate, that would be fine. Yoredeya, it's no problem. Or is it a yoredeya problem? That because there's dam nivla in the Evarim, that dam is not going to come out, but that excess dam is not going to come out through the Malicha, and therefore you're going to be in violation of the Yisrael Echilas dam. So Gemara leaves it as a teku. Gemara is unsure what the halach is. Now you'll notice the little ches is by the Didei Nami Yasser. So teku in general, we're going to assume certainly on a daraisa, on a sabik daraisa, we're going to assume l'chumra. Achilas dam is nisa daraisa. Even by drabbanan, there's a machlokas rishonim. What we do with the teku? There's some rishonim that hold in the at the end of Masech Shabbos, they have printed the klalei harash, harif harash, the rules that the rif and the rash follow. So there they quote a machlokas rishonim whether maybe by teku. Quote the Shita, I forgot which Shita, either the Rush or the Riff, I don't remember, that by a Teku, even on a Darabanan, Teku always means L'chumra. Teku means that the question should remain standing, that we shouldn't be poshet the Shaila. So when you have a question that remains standing, it means that it's Aser, that you have to be cautious with it. Okay, next Mishnah. Hamalas ha'of magvina l'shulchan ain't over below sase. If a person puts chicken and cheese on the table, it's not a violation of a lo sase. So says Rashi Shkayach, of course we know that it's not a violation. What lo sase would that be? He gufalo itzrich, the Allah lavda oraisa. It's not a violation of a lo sase to put cow meat on the table with milk either. Ela diyuka di la itzrich lemedak mina. Ha'ochel of b'chalav over. Now the whole point is that we want to be medayik from this Mishnah. The whole Mishnah is written for the diuk to be made from it. And that is that if you would eat an oaf with chalav, then it would be a violation of a lo sasei lafugim min Rabbi Kiva dam prat laofos. As opposed to Rabbi Kiva, who thinks that oaf and gvina is never going to be an isser together, mida oraisa. So the Mishnah is trying to tell me that no, oaf is an isser, is considered basar mida oraisa in terms of basar b'chalav. It's just that halah ala shulchan is not going to be a violation of a lo sasei. That's at least the Gemara's initial thought. Says Gemara, ha ochlo over below sasei. But if you eat it, it is a violation of Elos HaSei. Shmai min ha-basar of b'chalav da-raisa. So you see the basar of b'chalav is a din da-raisa. And so Gemara, no. Ema malas ha-of ima gvina ala shulchan eino ba lidei los HaSei. That when you have chicken and cheese together, it can't even possibly lead you to Elos HaSei. Because even if you eat it together, it won't be Elos HaSei. Because chicken, the basar of is only considered basar mid-rabban. It's not considered basar mid-raisa in the din of Basar b'chalav. Fine, next Mishnah. Basar behema Torah, b'chalav behema Torah. Asa levashel, vasar ba'na. We know that the Torah says, lo svashel l'di b'chalav imel three times. One teach me in Isser achila, one teach me in Isser bishel, one teach me in Isser hana'a. So if you have kosher meat with kosher milk, it's then all three isurim apply. Basar behema Torah, b'chalav behema tameya. But let's say you have kosher meat with non-kosher milk, or basar behema tameya b'chalav behema tahara, or you have not meat from a non-kosher animal with kosher milk from a kosher animal, mutar levashel mutar b'hana. That is not included in the issur d'oraisa of bishul and of hana of basar b'chalav. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Chaya va'of eina min haTorah. That in general, chaya and of are not min haTorah. Shnemar are not included in the yisadar raisa basa b'chalav. Shnemar lo svashgul di b'chalav imo gimel pa'amim. It says lo svashgul di b'chalav imo 3 times. One to teach me prat l'chaya la'of u'behema t'meya. One teach me to exclude l'chaya. One teach me to exclude of. One teach me to exclude behema t'meya. So all of these things are excluded from the parsha of basa b'chalav midar raisa. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says no. Shnemar lo soch. So we darshan from there. Esha asam mishum nevela asal vashel bechalav of bechalav of sha asam mishum nevela yachli ye asal vashel bechalav. I might have thought that of is also included. Tamalomer bechalav imav yatsa of shein lo chalevein. That's why it tells me that as opposed to an of doesn't have milk from its mother. Birds don't nurse from their mothers, and therefore birds are excluded from basar b'chalav midaraisa, but chaya is included. That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's unique shita, that chaya and of are distinguished from each other. Now, how to understand this Mishnah's Machlokus Rishonim? Tosus understands that there are 3 shitos that are actually being expressed in the Mishnah in regards to basar chaya va'of, whether they're asur min haTorah midin basar b'chalav. Tanakama holds that even chaya va'of are asur min haTorah. Rabbi Akiva holds Chayav Of are not asur min haTorah, they're only asur min haRabbanan. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds Chayav is asur min haTorah, Of is only is mutter. It's not even asur min haRabbanan. It's completely mutter. So those are the 3 shitos the way Tosfos understands it. However, the Rosh and many other Rishonim understand that Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakama are not in disagreement with each other. They are in agreement with each other. Rabbi Akiva is not coming to be cholik on the Tanakama. He's coming to be mefarish the Tanakama. Why it is that Basar Chaya and Of are not asur min haTorah. He's just giving a reason that Basar Chaya and Of are not asur min haTorah, but he's in full agreement with the Tanakama. They both hold that Basar Chaya and Of are not asur min haTorah, as opposed to Tosos, who thought the Tanakama holds Basar Chaya and Of are asur min haTorah. And the Rush says, I could prove that the Rif learnt like me. Why? Because the Rif paskins like Rabbi Akiva. We have a klal in halacha that halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro velo mechaveirav. So if there are multiple people arguing in Rabbi Akiva, you would never paskin like Rabbi Akiva. The fact that the Rif paskins like Rabbi Akiva must mean that the Rif thought there's only one other Tana that's disagreeing with Rabbi Akiva. That's the Rif's raya. Now there is a discussion in the Rishonim. If you're mevashel basar behema tahora bechalav chaya tahora, is that asur min haTorah? I mean, the Mishnah said you're mevashel basar behema tahora bechalav behema tahora. So does it have to dafka be min b'mino that it's behema with behema, or what if it's a chaya tahora, milk from a chaya tahora with meat of a behema tahora? So the Tzlach suggests that it's a machlokas rishonim. The Rambam writes, lashon the Rambam is in Machol Sasurus Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, is Ein Asur Min haTorah Ela Basar Behema Tahora Bechalav Behema Tahora. He dafka uses the word Behema in both places, as opposed to both by the Basar and by the Chalav. As opposed to the Tur in Yordaeus in Pei Zayin writes, Einu Noeg Ela B'Tahora Kigon Basar Behema Tahora Bechalav Tahora. And by chalav, he doesn't say the word behema; it just says chalav Torah. Says the Tzlach, the Torah very carefully left out the word behema when it spoke about chalav, because the Torah was trying to show you that when it comes to the chalav, it could even come from a chaya. It won't make a difference if it's behema or chaya. Okay, there's more to say. Let's get moving though to try to finish up here. Minani mili, says Gemara. How do I know this is true that every behema is included in the Yisro Lo Savash Gedi B'Chalev Imo? It says Gedi. So I would know that the Basar B'Chalev is an Yisro that applies to Gedi. How do I know that applies to other animals as well? Amr Lebazar Amr Krav Yishlach Yudas Gedi Izim Kan Gedi Izim Makom Lakom Shemar Gedi Stam. That by Yehuda and Tamar, the mice with Yehuda and Tamar, it says Yehuda sent a Gedi Izim. Why does it have to say Gedi Izim? Isn't Gedi by definition a little goat? So no, Dafka, when it says that it's Izim, that's when you assume that it's a goat. Otherwise, you assume a Gedi Stam means is all inclusive. It's Lav Dafka goat includes other types of animals as well. Afilu Gedis Kol Malkum Shnemar Gedis Stam Afilu Paro V'Rachel B'Mashma. Even a cow and a rachel, sheep, they're all included. So frankly, Marv Leilif Minei. Why don't we learn from there that no, maybe from the Maisa with the Yehuda, we should learn that the Torah is giving a definition for the word Gedi. That the definition of the word Gedi is Gedi Izim. Don't tell me that it's an exception to the rule. Generally speaking, when the Torah reveals something in one place, we assume there's something called the Mematzinu, that if it says it in one place, it's true of Kalatarukula. So then maybe that should be it should be definitional for Kalatarukula. Says Marno Ksiv Krachrina, there's another pasuk. Ves Oros Gidie Ha'izim. So Kan Gidie Ha'izim, so we darshan over there also that it, since it says Gidie Ha'izim, Hakol Makom Shemar Gidistam, Afilipa Varachal B'mashma, that anywhere else it would say Gidistam, it would imply other types of animals as well. So I ask the Gemara Vayter, V'leilif Minei, but again, learn from there that the word Gidi means Izim. And says Gemara, no, Havalushnek Suvna Ban Kechad. When we have the Torah teaching me something in one place, so we assume that in one place, it's a Mematzina, we shall enter Kala Torah Kula. But when it teaches me in two places, we assume the Torah is listing the exceptions. Kol Shnek Suvna Ban Kechad, Ein Melamdin. That's the concept that whenever you have Shnek Suvna Ban Kechad, it cannot teach to Kala Torah Kula. So says Gemara, Hanik Laman Yam Ein Melamdin, Laman Yam Melamdin, Maik Lameymar. That's only one Shita, but there is another Shita that Shnek Suvna Ban Kechad can also be Melame to Kala. So why don't we learn from these two psukim that the word gedi always means only izim? So it says more tre miutik sivi. There are two miutim. It says izim ha izim, and therefore it says staff can come and teach me that these are exceptions. These are not the rule. Fine. Amr Shmuel gedi l'rabos es hachalav gedi es hachalav. That if you're mvashel chelev and chalav and you eat it, you're in violation of both chelev and basar b'chalav. You're in violation of both isurim. Gemara's only came with nekudos. Kedi l'rabos esa chelev. They did that a few years ago, and it wasn't so widely accepted. They printed Gemara's and nekudos. Anyway, but you just got to be able to figure out. Kedi l'rabos esa chelev. Kedi comes to include chelev. Kedi l'rabos esa mesa. Second time the word kedi comes to include an animal that died, that wasn't shechted. Gedi l'rabos esa shlil comes to include a fetus as well. Gedi l'hotzi esa dam, it also comes to exclude blood. Gedi l'hotzi esa shlil and exclude placenta. Gedi l'hotzi esa tmeya, and to exclude a non-kosher animal. B'chalev imo v'lo b'chalev zachar, milk of the mother as opposed to milk of a male animal is no good. B'chalev imo v'lo b'chalev shchuta, not milk of a shechted animal. B'chalev imo v'lo b'chalev tmeya, and not milk of a non-kosher animal. So Frek the Gemara, wait a second. We have from the Torah says los vashel gedi b'chalev imo three times. So I understand b'chalev imo we're going to darshan three times. Why do we darshan gedi six times? So Frek the Gemara, hatlas the gedi ksiv v'anan shisa darshinan. It says gedi three times, and we darshan six halachas. So kusavr Shmuel iser chalal iser v'iser chelev umesa mechad kran nafki. Now chelev and mesa come from the same pasuk because he holds iser chalal iser, so you could darshan them both from the same pasuk. Dam nami lav gedihu, and dam, it's just definitional, it's not a drasha, it's not gedi. Vishil yanami pirsha bialmahu, shil you also, it's just not gedi, it's just juices, it's nothing, it's not considered part of the gedi itself. So pashaluhu trei, chad the rabbis as a shlil, chad the mu'ute behema tameya. So there were two gedis left for the two remaining legitimate drushas. One to be the rabbis as a shlil, and the other to be memayit behema tameya. So frankly, Gemara v'savar shmuel isu chalal. This is the Shmuel really hold that this is chalal. This is Vamar Shmuel Mishum Rablazer Minayin. The Kohen Tamei Shachal Truma Tameya. How do I know that there are two separate Yisurim? There's Nisr for a Kohen that's Tamei to eat Truma, and there's Nisr for a Kohen that's Tar to eat Truma that's Tamei. What if the Kohen is Tamei and the Truma is Tamei? How do I know Sheino B'Misa? Shemar Mesu Bo Ki Chalaluhu. That the misa that he gets is for being mechalel, but over here it's mechalel as medes. The stuff is tame anyway. So you see, but in general you see from there that Shmuel generally would hold that iser is eno chalal iser, that you won't have the double iser being chal. So says Gemara, iba yisei ma bialma iser chalal iser. Maybe really Shmuel generally holds iser chalal iser. V'shein yasim demiyet rechmano umesu bo. And over there, there's a special drush on the pasuk that you're not going to have the double iser of the tum of the kohen and the tum of the truma bichal simultaneously. Iba yisei ma, or you could argue the opposite direction. Bialma kasav Shmuel. Ein iser chalal iser. Maybe Shmuel generally holds ein iser chalal iser. V'shayni hacha de Rabbi Rachmana gedi. And over here it's different because the Torah dafka is marba with the word gedi that the iser should be chal. V'iba yisei more. The third possibility is hadidei hadirabe. There's a difference between his own shita and the shita of his Rebbe. Mishum Rebbe Lazar, he said the din of the kohen shachal truma that ein iser chalal iser. Mishum de nafshe, he holds that the iser is chal al iser. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll pick up from by Minei tomorrow.